Thank you, El Salvador, for your broad comments. Let me, however, suggest that we focus on target by target. We're going to read the indicators and terminology as a whole. So what you have flagged is something that I expect you will come back in on when we get to disaggregation. So if indeed your intervention on a specific issue will be affected by the clarification of another, you may, I would suggest that you merely indicate that your intervention is subject to clarification of whether it's a later term or so on, so that we will deal with it in full at the time when others are focused on it, so that if indeed we do not achieve a satisfactory treatment, for example, of disaggregation when we get to it, we know that your delegation would require us to come back to this indicator because your intervention is contingent on a certain, it's sort of nothing is agreed till all is agreed. We use all the things in our toolbox so that we don't get bogged down on one specific issue. I think we have an emerging theme triggered by Switzerland's intervention, followed by Ecuador, which is the question of feasibility and whether expanding our variables at the global level takes us beyond the capacity of some members. I ask all sides of this issue that we begin to take this seriously into account. The Russian Federation indicated that it doesn't capture data on missing persons. Now, is it that it has not been captured and will never be captured, or if the discussion takes us in a direction where we can perceive an arrangement whereby certain kinds of data which are now captured by members could begin to capture without too much difficulty. It's up to members to say that. But clearly, if we get to a stage where a member says, I do not have data on missing persons, which means that when we set up the global record, we know a priori that it will be minus one country. Can we sustain a global indicator minus 1, minus 10, minus 15? Those are questions that we need to have in our mind. And the fact that we're working on the basis of consensus should lead us to outcomes where we avoid that kind of difficulty. So we need to look on both sides. If you do not collect data because it's not in your current statistical requirements, would you consider bringing it back to your capital to say, if we had this monitor, is it possible for you to integrate this into your current plan or not? We put a bracket around it, and when you come back, you say they have said, yes, we can include missing persons, because certainly if somebody is missing, somebody has to look for them. So is it that it is not recorded in a way that could be collated for transmission, or you just don't do it? The other issue raised by El Salvador in terms of discrimination and disaggregation, we can discuss that, because this issue of disaggregation or specificity of particular groups or communities is one we address in many other fora. So is there a way to find a solution where we can disaggregate without bringing in the question of discrimination? I have gone into a little beyond A1 because a number of delegations, I think, as you have noticed, have raised some broader systemic issues. I don't want to dwell on them, but I want other delegations now intervening to reflect on these as we go ahead, because what we want to do is to clean up A1 to the extent we can by the end of this round. Mexico.